About 20% of Homer residents have access to natural gas to heat their homes. For those who don't, heating oil is an expensive alternative. That forces some residents to consider less conventional options like coal. More Homer residents are switching to burning coal they collect themselves off the beach. Aaron Bolton has the story for the Cost of Coal series from Alaska's Energy Desk.
Karen Hamm is walking along the tide line at a popular beach on the Homer Spit, 5-gallon bucket in hand. She reaches down to collect chunks of coal. Some are pebble-sized and others are large as a loaf of bread. Hamm says it's not an ideal day to scavenge.
It's always better after a storm, first of all. Secondly, the wind has to be coming from the west, because if it's coming from the east, it's going to blow it out instead of in.
Hamm would know. She's been scavenging for coal with her husband for 7 years. The coal that washes up on Homer beaches comes from veins in the bluffs that line Cook Inlet and overlook town. Boulder-sized sections of coal break off the cliffs, are turned up in the ocean, and wash onto area beaches in smaller pieces. And Hamm needs about 9,000 pounds of coal to heat her home every winter. She and her husband typically drive onto the beach and fill the bed of their truck about 9 times every year.
You go to the beach, you get cold, and then you go home and you stand next to the coal fire.
Back at her home, Hamm pulls brick-sized pieces of coal from a trailer and brings them inside. But before she burns anything, she needs to empty out the ash box.
There's a lot more ash with coal than there is with wood. Not only that, but it gets in the air. See that? It's messy.
That's the dusting regimen?
Yeah. Yes, yes. But it's cheap. You can afford to hire a maid.
Those savings are what drove Hamm and her husband, George, to ditch their wood stove and install a coal stove. Hamm, who is 80 years old, used to self-gather wood and says it would take about 5 cords to heat his 2,500-square-foot home each year. He also supplements with heating oil when they're not home.
You can just figure that if you burn 100 gallons of oil, you're going to burn a cord of wood or you're going to burn a ton of coal. Those are not accurate figures, but it gives you a round figure to work with.
No one knows exactly how many people burn coal in Homer, but it seems to be getting more popular, likely because it's free. After a big winter storm, you can see a number of people on the beach collecting coal.
Has there been more competition on the beach lately then?
Yes. I think it has a lot to do with our economy right now.
For Laura Upp, that was certainly the case. She switched to a coal and wood-burning stove about 5 years ago after wood became too expensive.
Cords of wood cut and split for you are almost near $200 anymore delivered, so that's a lot of money. And I would typically, if I was only burning wood, I would go through a cord of wood probably in a month.
Upp still uses some wood and supplements with oil. Both Hamm and Upp acknowledge that burning coal isn't ideal. They worry about the air quality, but they say the savings and convenience drives them and others to the beaches.
I think people are just trying to find cheaper alternatives. I know it's not the best thing for the environment, but right now, it's just what I have to do.
Upp says she would consider other options, such as natural gas if it was available, but for the foreseeable future, she will continue beachcombing for coal. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting in Homer.
The Cost of Coal is a series from Alaska's Energy Desk about how Alaskans around the state heat their homes.